Good morning to you. It's a Friday. It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt. Bob is back on Monday. And headlines we're seeing here in America, Putin says Russia will cease fire if Ukraine pulls troops out of certain regions. And we have a direct line to what's really happening in Ukraine. Joseph Lindsley with us this morning. Good morning, Joseph.
Wendy, good morning to you from Lviv. We've had a day of unusual Russian activity. We've had air raid alarms throughout the night, throughout the country, and then throughout the day today. The all-clear sound, the latest all-clear sound just wailed through the skies here over Lviv a few moments ago. And so I'll explain a bit of what happened. But in the context of these latest comments from Putin, I mean, surely, you know, we have, as the G7 concludes in Italy, many of those leaders will be moving to traveling to Switzerland nearby for President Zelensky's peace conference. And so perhaps Putin is trying to sound like he's willing to negotiate. Of course, you know, he's speaking about Ukrainian territory that he's occupying and wanting to insist that that is Russian territory. And I think we see, in fact, I would like to see if we could do a study of this. But when we see the word negotiation, it's often when Ukraine seems to be in a strong position. There was very little talk of negotiations from the Kremlin a month and a half ago when Russia was pounding Kharkiv City, for example. Kharkiv was incredibly vulnerable while Washington was refusing to give Ukrainians permission to punch back. And once that permit policy changed, Kharkiv is now safer and calmer, even through last night, compared to what it was a month ago. And as we see, as we talked about yesterday, Russia's got ships in the Caribbean Sea, and they're safer there than they are in the Black Sea because Ukrainians have become so adept at destroying any Russian or destroying many Russian ships in the Black Sea. And so I think if we pay attention to when we see the word negotiation coming out of the Kremlin, it's usually during these times when Ukraine is getting stronger and Russia needs to buy itself time. But what we saw in the past hours, we had reports at about 11 o'clock last night that Russian bombers were taking off. And that's always very, very sinister. You know, you have about 2 hours until missiles start to enter Ukrainian airspace. And indeed, they did. There were explosions throughout the country. Not so many in the cities, but it seems that the Russians are looking to hit infrastructure targets, whether that's energy or military. And that went on through the whole night. And then we had about 6:30 in the morning, Russian MiG jets were up in the air, which automatically leads to nationwide air raid alarms throughout Ukraine, because those jets carry the hypersonic Kinzhal missile, which can be anywhere in Ukraine in just a matter of minutes. And it seems that at least one of those missiles did go toward Kyiv City. But of course, Kyiv is protected by the Patriot missile defense system from the U.S., so it seems it was okay there. But we don't quite know what the Russians were looking for In these past hours, and what they still seem to be looking for today. I expect we're still going to have more air raid alarms today. It just feels like a day of heavy activity. And some the other rockets that the Russians were firing last night are the KH-22. And as someone, one of a wise observer pointed out, these are fast and heavy. They move very quickly, but they're not precise, which is one observer says makes them an ideal weapon to hit residential buildings. And you know, they're very sloppy weapons. And so that's what Ukrainians had to deal with these past hours. And meanwhile, coming out of the G7, there was some reassuring news that we talked about these $300 billion of frozen Russian assets that the West has. And now with the G7, they've agreed to give Ukraine access to $50 billion of those assets to use for rebuilding. But very interestingly, they're only going to do it, Wendy, as a loan. And this is still this is confusing to me. Why not just use it? And so it's going to be a loan for Ukraine that one day we'll have to pay these back, ostensibly to Russia. So that part doesn't make sense, but at least these funds are being released.
All right. And before I let you go, I looked it up because I wasn't sure if people in Ukraine celebrate Father's Day, but they do. What will that look like this weekend?
No, I mean, Ukrainians, you know, they take these holidays seriously, and people, you know, in the war, you try to spend time with your family, but think of how many fathers are in the trenches or have been killed during this time. Mm-hmm. And so I think it'll be a day where the cemeteries will be also busy. And, you know, as I walk around Lviv today, for example, you see so many people missing legs. It's just a common sight, the heavy toll, and let alone all the lives that are lost. And I should note, as we close out here for the week, this week in Chicago has been this consumer goods forum. Michelle Obama was the keynote speaker, and it features some of the major companies, Mondelez, Pepsi, and Mars, sort of snack food companies that still do business in Russia. They make lots of money in Russia. No one's talking about it, but they contribute to the Kremlin's coffers, to some of the weapons that are being lobbed upon Ukraine today, is made possible by the revenue and the tax revenue that these companies generate. And I haven't seen that story covered at all. But that's that conference that's finishing today in Chicago.
Wow.
Of major companies that they're not breaking sanctions, because these are allowable loopholes. So they're not breaking the law, but they're able still to make money in Russia and to contribute to the Kremlin's tax coffers.
Wow, that's interesting. Well, Joseph, please take care of yourself. Bob will be back on Monday, and we'll talk the next time we talk. It's been a pleasure.
Wendy, it's always great to talk to you. Very cheerful. And I look forward to the next time. Until Monday, to everyone listening.
All right. Thank you so much. And you can check out Joseph Lindsley, Ukrainian Freedom News.